Hello, my darlings. Welcome to episode 79 of Ella Speaks. Male-centered friends are dangerous. On episode 74, I spoke about women who pander to men. These are the women who got their popularity tearing down other women for the sake of male validation and attention. And of course, clearly to be picked by one of them. You can check out that episode for more of my opinion. Today's episode isn't too far from the subject, because the women I'm talking about are the ones we've seen or we have in our lives. I'm talking about women who are very male-centered, and these are the type that seek male attention, approval, validation, and opinions desperately. Ever been out with a friend and her eyes are always on the lookout for men? She feels like the night won't be worth it if she doesn't get at least some phone numbers or some attention. Or how about that friend that acts the fool when men are present? Talking too much, laughing too loud, dancing a little too seductively, or sometimes even making jokes at your expense to appear funny. You know she's never like this when it's just the two of you, but you don't recognize her when you're in public. When you two are alone, conversations with her are all about men. Either she's praising or she's complaining about them. And that's the thing. This friend often has a lot of man problems and will exhaust you with them. She has absolutely no goals in life. You will hardly, if ever, hear her talk about how to improve her life for herself or for others. Her whole identity revolves around how men perceive her, and that's all that matters. You're probably thinking, this isn't a big deal, but it is. A person being male-centered is very dangerous. If such a woman can change her whole self just with the approval of men, then how sincere is she with your friendship? A person who constantly changes themselves for other people cannot be trusted. Such a person can switch up on you once she has a man. You won't hear from her until he breaks her heart and she comes crying back to you months later, only for the cycle to start again once a new boo arrives. The thing is, these women are easy to manipulate too. So if they come across a toxic guy, he will tell her all her friends are just jealous of their love, when really, friends are the ones that see through the guy's BS and are trying to warn her. But because she's a mumu, a fool for those of you who don't know the word, she will listen to him. Because it's so much easier to believe people are jealous and don't understand your love than to see that the man is not the one. So I've watched this true crime show called For My Man. You guys can check it out on YouTube if you choose to. And there was this episode that horrified me. It was about this woman who was dating this criminal who got out of prison. And she knew, by the way. Not that she didn't. And he was very abusive to her. Yet she stayed. Because she admitted that being alone was worse for her. And at least having a man was better. The story gets worse. One day, this trophy of a man was scrolling through her social media and saw a picture of her best friend. So he ordered his girlfriend to make arrangements to kidnap her so he could sexually assault her. The woman actually went along with the plan. All this to keep a man off. So they picked her up, and on the pretense of taking her somewhere nice. But I think this, if I can remember the story well, this friend, either they said something to her or they started to do something, but she just started to feel off and she actually jumped out the car. Thankfully, the friend escaped a little injured, but she reported the incident to the police and the two got arrested. But can you believe the extent of that woman? We've also seen or heard some extreme cases where a mother can actually kill her children for the sake of keeping a boyfriend around. A boyfriend. Sure, such women have some kind of psychological issues, and you might be thinking your friend could never do that. But even if it may not get that far, never ever underestimate the extent a desperate male-centered woman can go. You know, the one common trait that I notice with such women is that they are the most envious bunch. She has no interest in hearing about any of your stories, but when you talk about your man, she somehow pays full attention, asking a lot of questions, almost demanding full details. She's not happy for you. She's seeing what you've got. She's trying to see what have you got that she hasn't. And someone like that might even try to add him on social media or ask you for his number on the pretense of just being friends, making sure that everything's okay. But if this woman is so invested in making sure your relationship is all right, why not put in the same energy in other areas of your life? Why is she so focused on your relationship? Think about it. Either she's plotting to break you up so she can be with your man, or she wants to sleep with him to feel special about herself. She wants to take what's yours. No jokes. Male-centered women have very low self-esteem, and they really believe they hold power when they take a man away from another woman. But these women are never, never respected. No one who reeks of desperate energy is ever respected. These people are used and often casted aside. I've seen how such women go to great lengths to even befriend popular, beautiful influencers just because these people have access to places with a lot of men, or eligible bachelors, or whatever you call them, yeah? If only they could pour that same amount of energy into working on themselves, they'd reach so far in life. Women who are male-centered honestly need to seek therapy. It's really not healthy to rely on another person to make you feel special. Feeling special should come from within, regardless if you have a man or not. A man is a bonus to your life. A healthy-minded man would want someone who's so desperate and clingy and doesn't even know herself and makes her whole world about him. No man would want that. No man would want that. Only a toxic man would want someone like that, so he can mess her up further. So, my darlings, talk to me. Have you ever had a friend who is male-centered? How did you handle it? Reach out to me on my Instagram page. I'd love to read your experiences. Until next time, my darlings, love and light to you. Have an amazing day.